This is a title poem. It's called English. There's a little epigraph, which I read in the New York Times. You need to speak Singlish to express a Singaporean feeling. Catherine Liu. I never learned Singlish. I cannot speak Taglish, but I've registered the tonal shifts of Dumglish, Bunglish, and Skunglish. I do not know English, but I will study it down to its black and broken bones. I do not know English, but I speak dung and dungaree, satrap and claptrap. Today I speak barbecue and canoe. Today I speak running dog and yellow dog. I do not know spin gloss, but I hear humdrum and humdinger, bugaboo and jigaboo. I do not know Anglish, but I can tell you that my last name consists of three letters and that technically all of them are vowels. I do not know Umglish, but I do know how to eat with two sticks. Oh, but I do know English because my father's mother was English and because my father was born in New York in 1921 and was able to return to America in 1949 and become a citizen. I know speak Chinese, Chanel, or Cheyenne. I do know English because I'm able to tell others that I am not who they think I am. I do not know Chinese because my mother said that I refused to learn it from the moment I was born, and that my refusal was one of the greatest sorrows of her life, the other being the birth of my brother. I do know Chinese because I understood what my mother's friend told her one Sunday morning shortly after she sat down for tea. I hope you don't mind that I park my helicopter on your roof. Because I do not know Chinese, I've been told that means I'm not Chinese by a man who translates from the Spanish. He said that he had studied Chinese and was therefore closer to being Chinese than I could ever be. No one publicly disagreed with him, which according to the rules of English means he's right. I do know English, and I know that knowing it means that I don't always believe it. The fact that I disagree with the man who translates from the Spanish is further proof I'm not Chinese, because all the Chinese living in America are hardworking and earnest and would never disagree with someone who's right. This proves I even know how to behave in English. I do not know English because I got divorced and therefore I must have misunderstood the vows I made at City Hall. I do know English because the second time I made a marriage vow, I had to repeat it in Hebrew. I do know English because I know what fortune cookie means when it's said of a Chinese woman. The authority on poetry announced that I discovered that I was Chinese when it was to my advantage to do so. My father was afraid that if I did not speak English properly, I would be condemned to work as a waiter in a Chinese restaurant. My mother, however, said that this was impossible because I didn't speak Cantonese, because the only language waiters in Chinese restaurants know how to speak was Cantonese. I do not know either Cantonese or English, Anglish or English. Anglish is a language everyone can speak, but no one listens to it. I do know English because my father's mother was Ivy Hillier. She was born and died in Liverpool after living in America and China and claimed to be a descendant of the Huguenots. I do know English because I misheard my grandmother and thought that she said that I was a descendant of the Argonauts. I do know English because I remember what made in Japan meant when I was a child. I learn over and over that I do not know over and over again that I do not know Chinese. Yesterday, a man asked me how to write my last name in Chinese because he was sure that I had been mispronouncing it, and that if this was how my father pronounced it, then the poor man had been wrong all his life. I do not know Chinese, even though my parents conversed in it every day. I do know English because I had to ask the nurses not to put my mother in a straitjacket and reassure them that I'd be willing to stay with her until the doctor came the next morning. I do know English because I left the room when the doctor told me I had no business being there. I do not know Chinese because during the Vietnam War, I was called a gook instead of a chink and realized that I had managed to change my spots without meaning to. I do not know English because when my father said that he would like to see me dead, I was never sure quite what he meant. I do not know Chinese because I never slept with a woman whose vagina slanted like my mother's eyes. I do not know either English or Chinese, and because of that, I did not put a gravestone at the head of my parents' graves, as I felt no language mirrored the ones they spoke.